This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Now, I had a discussion earlier today before I set this up, and I don't know exactly where he wants to go. I'm, you know, he's a little downhearted. I'm a little downhearted. But joining me is a very, I find him to be quite esteemed, and I love his stuff. I love all the work he's done. I especially like his stuff at Ammo Land because it's easy to find. And I'm talking about Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I think that maybe we could talk about progressivism a little bit.
Okay.
I wrote an article about it.
Which is it? Is it?
It's on Amalan, but I.
The gun control and the DNA.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, the thing is that to understand where we are and why the people who oppose us. People who want a disarmed society are so adamant about it. They won't compromise. They won't back off, even when it's in their political benefit. I mean, can you imagine where the Democrats would be today if they actually supported the Second Amendment?
Hmm. Yeah.
They'd probably have majorities in both houses.
Yeah.
And
they certainly appeal to a lot of elements, don't they?
Well, the point is that they won't go to support the Second Amendment because it contradicts their core belief system. And their core belief system is that there are no natural rights. All rights are granted by government. People are not capable of governing themselves. The Constitution is an impediment, and there should be no limits on government power. Those are core beliefs of progressives. And the Second Amendment contradicts all those core beliefs. The Second Amendment is based on the theory of natural rights, based on the idea that people are capable of governing themselves, based on the idea that there should be limits to government power, and it is one of those limits. And so all of those things, the Second Amendment directly contradicts the very theory of progressivism.
Why do you think they just don't come out and, since we know this, and wouldn't you think they know we know?
Well, not everybody does. Most people are not well educated about progressivism or what it means. And another significant part of progressivism is that they have the right as the elite to fool and lie and do anything they have to get the electorate to go along with them. So they'll lie to your face about what they believe or what they really want to do, and then they'll do something else. And they think it's fully justified because they're the elite and know better, and we have these dumb hicks out there in flyover country that if they just get with the program and give up their Bibles and give up their guns and do what we say, everybody would be better off.
Hence the progress, the progress part of progressivism that this is. Do you think just by using that term, are they trying to push forth the narrative that they are the next thing, inevitability?
It is clearly a propaganda term in itself, but there is a little bit of they see it in a way. In truth, they can justify it to themselves because although the idea of unlimited government power is very old, it goes back before the pharaohs, you know. Early governments were unlimited, do anything they want. You know, nobody was allowed to oppose them or they just get killed. The idea that government had to be limited had to come from Western civilization and Christianity over a long period of time. And what the progressives say, you know, how they justified the unlimited power of government is, well, we've got industrialization now. Remember, this progressivism was really the theory of late 1880s and early 1900s when it was developed. Well, we've got industrialization now. We've got people that are massively got literacy. They can read. The whole population can read. And we have these methods of industrial propaganda and industrial shaping of people through education that nobody ever had before. So our total power of government will be much better than anybody else's before, and it's different because we have these things that never existed before. But, of course, we've seen it fail every time it's tried. Nazi Germany was a progressive experiment. Mussolini's Italy was a progressive experiment. The Union of Socialist Republics was a progressive experiment. In America, I'd have to say that FDR was a progressive experiment. It wasn't quite as massive as the others, and because of our Constitution, but it's been slowly creeping in that direction. So, and lately, you can look at Venezuela and North Korea, progressive experiments, Pol Pot, Cambodia, they're all over the place.
So isn't our version of the progressives, isn't their position that nobody's ever done it the way we intend to do it, and that's why
exactly.
The others have failed and we will succeed?
Yeah, they always say that. It just hasn't been done right yet. And if you look at Orwell, George Orwell in 1984, and everybody should read this book, but not everybody has, it's just the logical way that progressivism moves forward. You go from saying we have to have power to do good to saying we have to be in power so we can do good to just saying we have to be in power. And so the purpose of the power elite, the purpose of their power in Orwell's 1984 is to stay in power. So they justify anything, genocide, torture, murder, control of the population through false information flow, recreating history. All of that is just to justify staying in power, which is what elites have always done throughout almost all of history. We just have much more powerful tools now.
You know, we got a couple of minutes left. I don't know if you can answer this, but I mean, with the way politics plays in the United States, I find it interesting because I'm beginning to, I mean, the degrees of separation between what are now the modern day Republicans and the Democrats. The only difference is one side is really apathetic, where the other side is pretty proactive as far as their stated goals. Are they both playing into that? Is that the thing
that they are seeking
to stay in power?
It's maybe a little too general to say they both are, but
yeah.
I would say that the leadership, a lot of the people in the Republican Party have become progressives and are essentially in what I would call the establishment, that think they have to stay in power and justify it through the theory of progressivism. I'd come out and say I think John McCain fits that very well.
Definitely,
and probably a number of others that you could think of. And so it's not really – just because somebody puts the label of Republican on themselves doesn't mean they're a conservative or they really believe in the Constitution or limited government. And you have to look beyond that to how they act and what they do. So there's, I think, quite a few so-called Republicans. Well, they are Republicans that act in concert with the Democrats. And I'm trying to think of one. There might even be a Democrat out there somewhere, but I can't think of one right off that's not a progressive.
Manchin sort of makes me scratch my head sometimes.
Well, he's got a tough position, you know, but
yeah.
He kind of makes me wonder, too. Now and then he says something that almost seems sensible.
Yeah. We're coming up on the first break. You can find the stuff that Dean is talking about. This article is called Gun Control is in Progressivism's DNA. It's amoland.com. Go give that a read. That one, a lot of people really enjoyed that one. We'll be back. We got three more segments with Dean. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I care. I think my boss wanna talk to all the wisdom we share. Unaware, I just.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Through the night,
live tonight. Is Lock and Load.
Behind you, another runner is born. Don't look back. You've been there.
My guess is our from, well, I read his stuff at amaland.com. I'm pretty sure Dean's stuff. You also have stuff that's published at Truth About Guns and some other places as well, right?
Right. And I published almost everything that I put on Amalan goes on Gunwash eventually. So
yes, but we're talking the Dean Weingarten.
Other places.
Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. So, what would you like to discuss next? I've got a couple of ideas that I would like to hear you discuss, but I want to hear what you want to talk about because I know that you aren't happy with the way certain things went. So let's see what you want to talk.
Yeah. Well, one thing just I'd like to mention about progressivism is virtually everyone in the establishment media is a progressive. You will have to search very, very hard to find any counterexamples. There might be a couple. And so the basic ideas of progressivism are what you get when you listen to the establishment media.
Right.
So now we've established that your show is one of them, alternate media, and it allows us to have a voice, but it's still a pretty minority position in the media overall.
What do you think of Fox News?
Well, they started out as being fair and balanced, and they tend to have moved toward more and more progressive as time has gone on.
Yes. I think I do not find them to be conservative in any way, shape, or form, to be honest with you.
Well, they have some people on who are somewhat conservative. That's more than you can say for MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, Washington Post, New York Times, and for very likely AP. So,
yeah, they still have enough. Reality. I mean, they use certain vernacular in there that I look at the people that are in the news that claim to be progressive or claim to be conservative as I think it's all regional and they're all versions of something. And a New York City conservative to me around here would be a Democrat.
Absolutely. And a pretty far left Democrat at that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, no question about it.
So I think it all becomes.
Brought an idea.
Sure.
See what you think about it. Recently, there was a so-called study put out claiming there was a spike in fatal gun accidents right after the Sandy Hook.
Yes, after the 3 million new guns came out. Yeah, I saw that.
And I have an article. Yeah, right. I have an article about that, but it's pending on Amalan. It hasn't come out. Hasn't been published yet.
Right.
I don't know if you want to discuss it or not.
Let's talk about I talked about it last night. I talked about the study as I saw it. I'd like to see your thoughts on it, because my first question would be, how do you know which guns were, I mean, were they pre-Sandy Hook guns that were involved in this supposed spike, and what was the data before Sandy Hook and all this other stuff? So
exactly. And I think, I call it junk science. And it's junk science because they do a lot of statistical ledger domain. They do a lot of very complex statistics to try to support their case. And so they can come up with a trend over a very short period where they say fatal gun accidents were bumped up during this. And if we apply it to the whole year after that, there would have been 60 more fatal gun accidents. But if you look at the actual data, which they don't put in their article, but in 2011, there were 591 fatal gun accidents. This is by the CDC, which I show in my article, screenshots showing the data. Then in 2012, and Sandy Hook occurred at the very end of 2012 on December 14th.
Right.
So you couldn't say things were really bumping up in 2012. They would have had to happen in the year after, in 2013. In 2012, there were 545.
So it went down.
Or 548 fatal gun accidents, according to the CDC. And then in 2013, now remember, they say there's 60 additional accidents, or this is the way the news reports are saying. Study shows 60 additional fatalities from gun accidents because of Sandy Hook.
Right.
I quote that in the article. And if you look at 2013, there's 505. So it dropped from 2011 to 2012 by 43 fatal accidents, 43 less fatal accidents in 2012. So we don't see any additional accidents that occurred there. And then from 2012 to 2013, it dropped by another 43 fatal accidents. So where are the additional 60 fatal accidents?
Couldn't be that they were fabricating that, could it?
Well, like I said, they they use a lot of very sophisticated statistics to come up with a short time period where they say the trend changed. Then they extrapolate that very short-term trend to try to claim that there were these more fatal accidents. But it doesn't really exist. It's all ledger domain and smoke and mirrors.
Well, one thing that I did notice about this study is they never mentioned why there was 3 million extra guns sold that year either. They never mentioned that there was a, you know, the attempt by the Obama administration to impose. Well, I mean, they passed, what, 21? Executive Act orders.
I read the whole study.
I haven't.
I found the actual study and read the entire thing. And they talk about the political repercussions of them, and why, to some extent, why there were more guns. But, of course, the 3 million guns extra sold is just that it's less than 1%. There's over 400 million guns in the United States now. So to claim that this 3 million somehow bumped up the accident is quite a stretch. And now the other important thing that you won't find unless you read the whole study and get way down to the bottom of it, what they say is, oh, by the way, we looked at homicides and we looked at suicides and we didn't find any bump up in them because of all these extra guns. And they say, we don't include that in this report. Now, that's pretty significant finding. No bump up in homicides or in suicides because of all these extra guns. And that's like 90, let's see, there's about 500 fatal accidents and about 30,000 homicides and suicides. So 500 is what, 3% of the total?
Yeah. And it's trending down.
Exactly, and it's been trending down for 80 years. If you go back to 1932, it's one of my, pretty well-read articles out there, and I collect the data on fatal firearm accidents from 1932 from various sources all the way down to, I think the last one I had was 2014, when I did the article.
Let me get you to hold right there. I want to ask you about these studies and everything, get your opinion on that. Coming up on the break, you can find the marvelous font of information and articles that he has out there at ammoland.com. Just look for all contributors, look for Dean, and then just enjoy the ride, really. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Talking with Dean Weingarten, and Dean was, I like Dean. Dean was like, I hadn't called him in a while, and he sends me an email going, what'd you do, like bury yourself? Where you been, man? Come on. So I dig that. I just like that. And absolutely right, you were, sir. I want to ask you a question about these studies as you see them pop up. Like John Lott. John Lott, nobody ever disputes his method except for just the absolute rabid pro-gunners that get out there and say, well, of course, his method has been debunked numerous times, although they won't ever show how they debunked it. These studies are only as good as the method, aren't they? The actual way they get the data together, showing the data, showing the method, all that other stuff.
Right. It's important that they show how the study was done. It's important that they show you the data. And it's important they show you all of the results. There's all kinds of ways that you can play games with statistics to lie with them. They're all well known. And there's a few things they did in this study that just jumped out at me to say it was junk science. First off, they ignored significant results out of the studies because those results that showed that homicides and suicides were not increased did not match with their agenda. Okay. And then it appears, but since they didn't put in the exact data set, I can't be 100% sure of this, that they included December for homicide, for fatal firearm accidents, December of 2012, even though the event didn't occur until halfway through December, and even when you look at it, that 2012 had 10% higher homicide than 2013 did. So there would have been a general belief that you would have higher homicides in that December. But since they don't have their exact data, I can't check that. And so the other thing is that they limit the areas of time frames that they're looking at. And that's always a red flag because they only look at the increase during Sandy Hook. Well, there were other increases about the time Obama got elected. There was a big increase in gun sales. And there are other spikes they could have looked at, but they ignored all those. So that's always troubling when you just focus in on a very small period and say this is generally correct. And then, of course, a big red flag is that they don't have the data. If they don't show you the data, and when you're lying with statistics, there's a lot of ways you can do it. You look at rates when the numbers, when the absolute numbers are bad for you, you see if you can find a rate that's good. If the rates are bad for you, you look at absolute numbers to make this. And they look at trends of trends, which is like a second derivative, and use that. Well, to me, you know, it can be valid, but it's more likely is just they went through a lot of statistics to find something that agreed with their premise.
Well, I mean, in the same time frame that they were looking at. I mean, nobody ever talks about the CDC did publish a study in June of 2013 that showed that people that carried guns were actually pretty good at carrying guns and defending themselves with guns. That was part of Obama's 21 executive actions that I never heard anybody talk about because it went against the narrative.
Well, exactly, and that's what happens. Now, the interesting thing in this study is, like I said, at the very end of it, they talked about that homicides and suicides, they couldn't find any bump up in the short time frame that they were looking at. And then they said, this agrees with the literature. There was another study in which people looked at gun shows and to see if there was any bump up in accidents, homicides, or suicides, and they didn't find any. And that study was done, I think it was around 2012. I've got a link to it, and I actually include that in the article. And what was really interesting is they ignored the finding of that gun show study, which looked at California and Texas. There was a statistically significant finding that homicides in Texas actually were reduced where there were gun shows. Now, not a lot, but it was a finding. So, and if you extrapolated that across the whole United States, it would be bigger than the supposed bump up of accidental gun deaths. In the Texas study, California study, they said that it extrapolated to 16 fewer homicides in an average year in Texas. Well, that's only in Texas. So that more than dwarfs this supposed 60 additional accidental fatalities in the recent study. And the news outlets all over the world accepted this extrapolated number and then claimed it was a fact. And we're not critical about it all over. I read articles Daily Mail over in England.
Right.
Although it's got big publication in the U.S. and a number of other places, and they basically all said, look, there were 60 more deaths. Well, there weren't. I mean, they don't exist. They're just a fabrication.
The gun grabbers and their zany studies, huh?
It goes from 591 to 548 to 505, and then it reaches an all-time low in the year after in 2014.
Right.
You just have to shake your head and say, these people are not willing to actually check the facts, and it doesn't really exist. Now, they did talk to some, they talked to Gary Kleck, and he said, this is junk science. It just happens that you found a little spike where it also spikes on gun sales, and you see some accidental death. Well,
They didn't take the time to look at Gary Kleck's
monthly numbers.
Yeah, they didn't take the time to look at Gary Kleck's past and see what he said about guns before to question him, or was it just because he's a Democrat and an ACLU guy?
He was considered a criminological gun expert, and they went to him for a quote. And he says, junk science. And then they went to other places. Then there was a, I forget who the lady was. There was a woman they went to. Well, you know, it's not really all that great, but I find it interesting that they were so clever the way they looked at this.
Mm.
Well, yeah, they're clever.
Why didn't they go to the Hopkins Institute, the Bloomberg Hopkins Institute? They would have given them what they needed. The Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Medicine, whatever they call that.
Well, yeah, I looked for it. I didn't see any information saying that they were funded by Bloomberg, but it's hard to know for sure. And it's, well, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correct, Wellesley College, where they were at.
Yeah.
So that's a very far left institute of higher education, which is saying something.
You know, it's high. It's a very high institute when you haven't heard of it. I mean, I've heard of it, but it's all. It's one of those pseudo Ivy League schools, I think.
Yeah, it is. I've heard of it, but when I've heard of it, it's mostly been about how they were pulling what I would consider some far left stunt of some kind or another.
Yeah. I guess this is why the gun grabbers, they have the same talking points all the time, and they seem to it makes me wonder if they just sat down and said, all right, what have you been doing for the last 3 or 4 months? Anything that can be traced, good, because we're going to say we've been studying something. Let's put out the results of the study right now. Let's make them up as we go.
It's not hard for me to see how this works.
Yeah.
You have people that have an ideological set. They want to get noticed and published and rewarded by their peers. So they look at data and they find something they think they can publish in a way. I mean, there was some rigor in the way they did this. They did find data. They did perform significant statistical computations on it.
Let me get you hold right there.
They wrote it up in a nice way.
Yeah, you did. Hang on for me, if you would. My guest is Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
talk, they hear you.
You can do it if you try.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians, or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Dean Weingarten, and we have been discussing some stuff that, you know, I like having these kind of discussions just simply because it shows the very blatant dishonesty of the gun-grabbing side. In this last segment, Dean, is there somewhere you want to go special to... something that you have already written or something you want to talk about?
Yeah, there is an article I put out a while back, but I just find it interesting because it was counterintuitive and it wasn't what I expected.
Right.
And if you have any discussion about people using a pistol to stop bear attacks, grizzly or black bear generally, there are always a lot of people in the discussion that say, well, yeah, I should file the front sight off because the bear's going to take it away from you and do something unspeakable with it. And that you always hear this. And supposedly there are these numerous examples of where people had a pistol and they failed to stop a bear attack. Well, I started to collect examples where people used pistols to defend against bears, both grizzly and black bear. And right now I'm up to, I think it's getting pretty close to about 20 examples where pistols were used successfully to stop bear attacks. And so far, I mean, it's just very recently, so recently I haven't written the article with it yet, there I found one case back in 2010 where somebody apparently tried to use a pistol and was not successful. It doesn't sound like he was very enthusiastic about using a pistol or they used it very well, but he did attempt to and it wasn't successful. That's about one out of 20. So that's not a great number of statistics, but for all the people that just claim how ineffective pistols are in stopping bear attacks, there just doesn't seem to be much in the way of examples where they really failed very often. Most of the time they work quite well.
Which caliber do you think is the best caliber to carry as a backup?
Oh, well, now we're getting into serious discussions.
Yeah.
In the examples, in the cases that I look at, 44 Magnum is no doubt the most common. But there are also cases where 357, 45 Super, and 9mm, 40, and 45 calibers are all there.
What about 10?
There's one very prominent case with 10. I'm trying to think if there were two. There's at least one. Of course, the 10 is just not a real common caliber out there. But I did write an article, and I got an interview with the fellow who used the 10 millimeter to defend himself against the sow grizzly up in Alaska. There were two cubs, and she charged him, and he ended up shooting half of the middle toe on his left foot off with the last shot as he fell backward, and the bear stopped, you know, fell like just a couple of feet from him.
Yeah. I've heard about that.
it was a very effective defense with the 10 millimeter, and he used it. And he, interestingly, in that case, the gentleman, I should have his name on the tip of my tongue, but I don't. He had previously used a rifle, what was it, a 300 mag or something like that,
right,
to defend himself from a grizzly. Oh, quite a few, I think a decade and a half earlier, where he was out hunting, and he hears a noise, and here's a grizzly coming at him from just a few feet away, and he shoots and kills it. So it's, you know, it's not really very likely for somebody to have to defend themselves against grizzlies twice in their lifetime, but it happened to him.
Do people that go out now? I see two schools of thought. There's either the people carrying the bear spray, or there's the people carrying the pistols. Does anybody carry both? Because it seems like if you try the bear spray and it doesn't work, you're going to find that out maybe a little too late.
There have been cases where the bear spray has failed and a pistol has worked, and then there have been cases where the bear spray failed and then the guy couldn't get at the pistol, or maybe the pistol worked. One case, this bear was coming at the guy, and he had the bear spray in his left hand and a .357 Magnum in his right hand, and the bear spray failed. The bear kept coming, and he shot it with the .357, and that stopped it. Then there's another case where, I'm trying to remember what caliber pistol he had, but I don't think it said. But he sprayed the bear with bear spray, and then it chomped him and started chomping on him, and it stepped on his hand or something to keep him from getting at the pistol. He didn't spray it, I don't think. I think his friend put a cloud of spray out there. And then his friend sprayed the bear again at real close range, and it got his face all full of bear spray, and he couldn't see anything, and sprayed the bear too, and then the bear got off him enough, and he got his pistol, and he fired a shot or two, but he couldn't see the bear where it was. So we don't know for sure if it was the bear spray or the sounds of the pistol shot that drove it away, or maybe it was a combination. So those are two instances that occurred. I don't count his, the bear getting on him and preventing him from drawing the pistol as a pistol failure because he was attempting to use bear spray.
Right. So if you were going out walking in the woods, what are you carrying?
Well, if I was in an area, well, when I go out in areas where there are black bears, and that's usually the area where I'd be at, I don't generally travel where there are grizzlies, I just carry my regular carry gun with me. I will be armed when I go out in the woods of northern Wisconsin when I'm up there. You know, and there haven't been a lot of bear attacks there. But there are a lot of bears now, and there are a lot of wolves. And, frankly, you have to worry a lot more about human predators when you're out in the woods than you do animal predators. Human attacks are far more common. But we, you know, we're used to that idea, so we don't worry about it much.
The idea of I fully agree with your idea, and that's why I sort of would lean towards the 10 millimeter, because in most of the 10 millimeter, well, let's, you know, as much as I hate to say it, most people would carry a Glock. So you got 15 rounds of 10 millimeter on tap, whether it's a, and I think the Glock handles the full power 10 millimeter load just about easy as anything does. So
I think the 10 is an excellent choice, but the grips for me are just a little larger than I like. I've got a Model 20, but it's just on the edge of what's
a little too boxy,
enough to be comfortable.
Yeah, you need I would recommend. I'll have to recommend to you somewhere to send your lower part to. I think if you were to find the grip was reduced a little bit, and you got the finger grooves are going to stay just because of the power of the rounds. Most people that start doing grip reductions on these big guns, especially with the 10, they want to leave the finger grooves in there just to give it a little more thickness and everything. Because I think there's been instances where it's broken it. Yeah.
Because it's just right on the edge.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I myself, if I could find it, I would get an EAA Witness 10 millimeter. I have shot that gun before.
I've
shot
good
one.
Things about them.
Yeah, I haven't. Got to find one. Got to find one. I have.
Thing,
yeah.
Is with full power loads, the 10 millimeter is right. Is it basically the right there with a high powered 357 Magnum load?
Yeah.
And what I carried when I was up in Alaska a bit was a seven-shot 357 Magnum. So, you know, that can work too. Revolvers certainly have their place, although they're becoming scarcer and scarcer. But I'm an old fogey, so I like revolvers, just like semi-autos.
Revolvers, I mean, have you ever seen the Nighthawk Korth revolvers? I mean, I would have any one of those guns. Any one of them. I don't care what caliber it is. I don't care what color it is. I'd have any one of them. So. Somebody knows how to make a really nice revolver I do like. And I'm sort of partial to the single action revolvers myself. So you think you're old. You're using double action. I'm Jesse James when it comes to that kind of stuff. So you can find the stuff that Dean does at ammoland.com. You do it about once, three, four times a week?
I usually get in at least, you know, about five stories a week.
Yeah, so go check him out. I appreciate you joining me today. We're going to do this again before Christmas, but I got a special thing happening for you after the week after Christmas if you're available. So I will be in touch with you, sir.
Very good.
Thank you for joining me. Coming up next, the Reagan Babe. Megan Barth is going to join us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.